A reading from the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 25. And Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. But there was a man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them. But they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought that you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dennis Kruger, Trinity Lutheran Church, West Seneca, New York.
Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The appointed Bible reading for today from the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles falls between two much more familiar texts. In chapter 7, we see related the powerful sermon of Stephen, one of the chosen seven deacons, and his subsequent stoning, making him the first martyr of the Christian church. And following our reading for today, still in chapter 8, though, another of the seven deacons, namely Philip, shares the good news of Jesus and baptizes an Ethiopian eunuch. In between these noteworthy events, we have a very important transition in the early church. In the face of growing persecution following Stephen's martyrdom, the believers were scattered from Jerusalem. As they fled from danger, they shared the gospel, and the crowds listened. Not only listened, they believed. Philip went to the city of Samaria, where many believed and were baptized. By the power of God's Spirit, he healed many and cast out unclean spirits from others. And we read there was much joy in Samaria. Did you catch that transition, though? The church was growing beyond Jerusalem and beyond just the Jewish people. As Jesus said at his ascension, the church was moving out from Jerusalem to Judea and now to Samaria. Even the despised mixed-breed Samaritans were believing and being baptized. The gift of salvation through the work and merit of Jesus was for all people, from Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Philip was proclaiming this good news and baptizing Samaritans in Samaria, but soon he would find himself teaching an Ethiopian official and baptizing him. This universal movement of God's grace and the gift of his only Son continues to unfold in the remainder of the book of Acts. Did you also catch how this transition got started? We read, on the day, what day? The day of Stephen's martyrdom, widespread persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and most of the believers were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. A major force behind that persecution was a Pharisee named Saul. Saul, the one who would be transformed into God's chosen instrument, the Apostle Paul. Ironically, Saul was already serving as God's instrument of taking the gospel out to the Gentiles, but he had no idea of this, and then taking that gospel to the ends of the earth. One last gem that can be mined in this text today. In Samaria, there was a man named Simon, a notable sorcerer who mystified people with his magic. When he heard Philip preach the good news of the kingdom, he believed, and he was also baptized, but he still had a lot to learn. When he witnessed the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit bestowed when Peter and John, two of Jesus' disciples who also came to Samaria, laid their hands on the new believers, he was jealous, and he desired that power for himself, and he actually offered to pay money to buy that power. Peter set Simon straight in no uncertain terms. No one can buy or earn God's gifts, the gift of the Holy Spirit or of faith. God's Spirit was at work through Jesus' disciples and their chosen deacons. His plan was being set into motion, and he was in control. This was no mere free-for-all reaction to the persecution in Jerusalem. Rather, God's gracious gift of his Spirit and his Son, the Savior of all people, was being offered, free and for all, and for you and I. The very same gospel preached by Philip, Peter, John, and later the Apostle Paul invites us still to believe and be baptized and to share in that joy, the joy of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Praise be to the Lord for his free and priceless gift. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dennis Kruger for today's meditation on God's Word.